to the weekend, weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Woohoo! And if you like winter, it's going to be a fabulous weekend. I don't know about you, but I like just kicking back. I had my husband turn the fireplace, you know, turn the pilot back on and have a nice fire going with the rain coming down. And it feels kind of like it just washes everything away. Hopefully that's not the meaning of a flash flood, but you know what I mean. It's kind of like how snow covers everything and just makes it all beautiful. I know. I'm waxing poetic. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, 10 to noon every weekday. If you miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the podcast at 991fmtalk.com. And if you head over there for the poll question, we don't have a new one up yet because I put my team on a difficult computer question. So they're trying to figure out how, or even if, our system can do it because it has multiple answers. Basically, what it will be, hopefully, in the future, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, is, and, you know, anything we do with the poll question is always brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Side note here, next week, we will be at Nissan of Carson City for the annual turkey drop for fish, friends in service helping. So keep that in mind. Bring you more details. But what we're trying to figure out is multiple, one question, but multiple answers for the question is basically, once it gets up there, is how do you, are you happy with your county's voting and counting process? Because every single county is different. So what I'm having producer Craig do is list out what I think are the different counties that we cover. And if we miss your county, I am so sorry. So, so sorry. But I think I got a good block of counties up there for our listening audience, and just basically yes or no for the individual counties. I've heard good things. I've heard bad things. I've heard horrendous things. I've heard extremely positive things. So once we get that up and going, hopefully, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I try to do things as difficultly as possible for my team because then it just, it makes it more fun. Darvon, whatever, call into the show if you want a legit conversation. I don't have time for all of your BS. 884-9910, that's the talk and text line. Sorry, a little annoying thing going on there. So, do you trust me? Do you believe me? I don't want you to. I want you to open up your eyes and your ears and watch and listen to what's going on around you. I don't want you to take my word for anything, whether it be local, national. Citizen journalists, literally you and me, your neighbors, that's the only thing that's left. I want you to look back in your mind. Not in what if people have told you, but in what you have seen over the last 4 years. When an outsider won a presidency that he was not supposed to win, Why did he win it? Because the deep state, shadow government, whatever term you want to call them, the elite, the cabal, the blah, 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 blah. I just call them evil. They thought they had it in the bag. They thought that they didn't have to go to certain states. They thought that they didn't have to care about certain people. And Trump made that effort. He is the in-person nicest down-to-earth billionaire I've ever met, even though it was for a brief moment. Like I said, I've watched him for 40 some odd years. And I've never once seen an episode of The Apprentice. I don't care about garbage like that. I look more into economies and financial decisions. And yeah, people go bankrupt. What? So what? People leverage themselves. So what? You know, but that's a side note. What I want you to do is search out alternatives. So Armstrong and Getty, just there, talking about Colbert and him crying on the air. Trust me, honey, those are crocodile tears if I've ever seen them. Everything that they've thrown against this man has been a coup, a farce, a flat-out lie. Russia, blah, 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 blah. I mean, all of it from day one, even when he was president-elect. And the things that they were saying weren't very kind. Now I want you to go back 8 years, 12 years, and remind yourself that if anybody even said boo about Obama, they were roasted. They were canceled. They were fired. They were, the list goes on and on. Humiliated, attacked. You get it. Yet it was fair game with a duly elected president by the American people. I have said to you multiple times that everything Donald Trump says and does is for a reason. And I know you've gone through a lot of pain right now. I know you've gone through a lot of stress and you just want it to be over. But believe me, it's not over. It's not over by a long shot. And I'm not talking about the feds going into all of these different states for the lawsuits till every vote is counted. I want you to watch what all of the news stations do. All of those anchors, all of those people about who are talking about removing him forcibly. I want you to remember their words and their actions. Because is this the actions? Are these the actions of America? A constitution-loving republic? I want you to sit back and listen to something. And listen very hard. And understand that I can't even play it for you now because it's been removed from YouTube. Imagine that. Imagine that. Are you tired of the censorship? We already live in a communist country. I'm not kidding you. So now I'll have to go to the written version, which is fine too. But you have to understand that everything that is being said about COVID not being real, it's not a pandemic. All of the BS that goes around that, CNN, they caught themselves last night. They took down their death counter. That was probably a mistake. Who knows? But every single thing happens for a reason. Remember back when Trump was roasted for saying that ultraviolet light kills the virus? I mean, it was just, it was crazy. He wasn't talking about going outside. What does ultraviolet light do? It highlights things. I am not a conspiracy theorist, but when I listen to retired law enforcement, when I listen to retired government officials, all I ask you is to take a deep breath, sit back, relax, don't panic. Trump has this in the bag. And again, I'm sorry if you've suffered job losses, if you've felt like you lost it all. Because I'm not going to say very shortly, because it's going to take still the process. We are in the process of rebuilding this nation. And to do that, you have to expose everything. You have to bring it to the light of day. I'm talking about the central banking system. I'm talking about the government system. It's not Republicans versus Democrats. It's politicians versus the outsiders and the American people. And that's the side that Donald J. Trump rests on. There may be civil unrest, but not on the side of patriots. So stop saying lock and load and all that good stuff. Let the process play out. Because in the end, the treason at the highest levels will be exposed. Even more so than Obamagate, that they're still trying to say was fake, even though the documents are there. People talk about Bill Barr, and well, why hasn't Bill Barr and John Durham done anything? Because when an outsider goes into Washington, they don't know who to trust. But as personalities, as lies come to fruition, come out into the open, people are being exposed as to just how deep the deep state goes. Ultraviolet light kills viruses, but it's not the coronavirus that he was talking about. He's talking about the virus that has infected our political system. Do you know what a sting is? A sting operation is done for years. A sting operation, you can only tell certain select people that you trust wholeheartedly. Did you know that President Trump, after the 2016 election, actually started an election fraud group? Yeah. Did you ever wonder why Xerox was chosen to be the producer of ventilators and got all that CARES Act money? Yeah. Why has Trump been telling us for 2 years, 3 years, about fake ballots and that mail-in balloting would be the worst thing in the world for this country? To get you to wake up to what is still to come. We'll be back. Phone lines are open. Darvin, please call. What do you want to talk about? 884-9910. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter.
Open up the phones.
Better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
Oh, Tyler, I love you. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And Tyler just sent me a quick text. You do realize turkeys can't fly, right? Referencing the turkey drop that we're going to be having next week for fish. Yeah, watch the old episode of WKRP in Cincinnati. Trust me, honey, I've seen every episode about 30 times, and I know that's why they call it a drop and not a turkey flight. Thanks for that. You made me smile, as you always do. So let's do some positive things and get out and help those who have suffered during these times. And who has always been there? Who has been there every step of the way? Friends in Service Helping. And to Jim and the entire staff and all of the volunteers, we thank you so much. And to Nissan of Carson City, who is hosting the turkey drive, we'll call it that. Of course, you know, I'm probably going to get somebody tell me that turkeys can't drive either. But we'll be collecting turkeys and all kinds of canned goods and even cash. Check. That makes it really easy. And, you know, help those around you. That's the best feeling in life, is helping those around you. Speaking of things that are going on this weekend, I got word that the NRA dinner in, I'm trying to work this out. So if you plan on going to the NRA dinner in Douglas County tomorrow, the time may have changed, so I'm looking into this. I need to get some information. But there's also a big rally going on. So Jim is joining us right now to talk about that and what we can look forward to, the times and all that good stuff. Jim, thank you so much for joining the program today.
Thank you for having me, Monica.
We got to protect our vote, and we have to let those in charge know that we're not happy. So what's happening tomorrow in Carson City?
Well, so, you know, the waiting and stewing 24, 48 hours after this election and watching the fraudulent stealing of our election. And it happened, obviously, I believe years ago, but many months ago, with the auspice under the COVID restrictions, starting this mail-in ballot fraud. And I knew a month ago when I received the unsolicited mail ballots in the mail and turned to my wife and I said, we're done. We're cooked here. You realize with these ballots and the hundreds of thousands of ballots floating around in the system that we're cooked. I said that I want everybody to know and understand the premise that said, we're going to get together and form tomorrow and I'm going to speak and give a Q&A session to the crowd, and it has developed into what we believe thousands big, but we hope that it goes 100 million strong across this country, that national news coverage will cover it, and that we'll be able to speak to the fraud that is being perpetrated before us. When we see what's happening in Nevada, when we see what's happening in Philadelphia and other states and Georgia, that it is the fraudulent system like an engine governor being throttled up and down, and Nevada mm-hmm. throttling up and down the amount of votes. We knew, and I believe that there were votes and ballots cooked long before November 3rd that were ready in Nevada. And just the fact of the poll watchers, the voters, that in the big news that I would propose to our country tomorrow is that our country reenact and have a re-election with an honest vote. And that's an in-person vote that happens about over 5-day period from January 5th to January 9th. And that we re-vote in person, and that businesses and libertarians and patriots and citizens everywhere get out the vote in person, having to make your mark. And that why I say that is, and I believe in the premise, is that when our society and our country has gotten away from making a mark to vote, that is where our country is doomed. Because no matter how forward-thinking we get with automated systems and with the information systems that we have, being able to disseminate information, as soon as we stopped having to mark a vote in person, we developed fraud in the system. And I believe that if we take our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, people from homes and businesses take 2 or 3 days off during that vote time, and we, as citizenry, pick up people and take them to vote in whatever means necessary, that will be the cure for the system. And that's what we will offer up tomorrow, is to say we citizens get together and we'll give this nation one last chance to make this happen legitimately. And if not, all bets are off, and it's time for this nation to stand up and remember what was told to us by our forefathers, that when it becomes time and the tyranny takes over, then it's time to put the tyranny down.
Jim, what time is the rally tomorrow?
It's 12 o'clock noon, 5th and Carson Streets in Carson City, on the corner of the southwest corner of the legislature complex.
All right. And get there early, because I know a few people are going to be starting at 11 as well. So, Jim, thank you so much for calling in with the information today. And we have to remember what our forefathers fought and died for. We can't let it slip away. Jim, thank you so much for the call.
Can I make one last comment, Monica?
Quickly.
Quickly is that, you know, my sons have done 6 combat tours over the last 10 years. My uncle was a ball turret gunner on a B-17. And you know what? What they did was hard. What they went and did was hard. And I say to our society, it should take more than sitting there on the couch eating Twinkies and sending in a vote to make your vote count. Make your mark. And that's what should be required in our country.
Love it. Thank you, Jim, so much for calling in today and giving us that great information. And thank you to your family for their service to this country. We'll be back right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And, you know, it continues. Election 2020. Don't get disheartened. Stay positive. Because there are a lot of things going on behind the scenes. Turn off the mainstream media. Turn it off, because it's not what is really going on. Let's go to the talk and text lines here on your show. Lynn, you want to talk about ballot stuff? Thanks for calling in today.
Yes. Oh, thank you. And I'm glad to hear that joy in your voice this morning. I'm thinking that this ballot manipulation. I don't know who drafted up these ballots and for which states, but I'm thinking there's something more sinister going on that the naked eye can't reveal to itself on these ballots. And perhaps it's something sinister in coding when they are scanned that would overthrow an original marking on a ballot. Now, I'm
actually
not
high-teching
all of that.
Actually, Lynn, it's the very opposite of that. And that is why I am positive, and that is why I was actually able to find the audio that I was looking for that I wanted to play in the last segment. So I think once you listen to this, you are going to have as much joy as I do.
Good, good, good work, girl. I'm waiting. I'm listening. Have a good day. Love you.
You too. Love you too, sweetheart. All right.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to play that audio in just a second after I again remind you of the censorship. This is one from one of my Twitter followers. I have been restricted from commenting until the 9th of November. And then that little pissed off face. This was the comment I posted. Nevada Democrat legislators stole our votes with AB4. In a closed-door special session, they concocted mail-in ballots without postmarks will be accepted up to 3 days after the election. If Donald Trump wins Nevada by a thin margin on Election Day, there is a very real possibility Democrats could spend the subsequent 3 days rustling up the ballots that they need to make up the deficit. Sorry about that. And what are they doing? Rustling up ballots. I would love to see a revote with zero mail-in ballots other than legal absentee ballots requested the proper way. The people demand an election with integrity and truth. I was able to post to several times before they caught up to me. So it's censorship on the highest level. This is why I don't want you to worry about this election. This is why I don't want you to worry about what is going on right now. But I want you to watch it play out because you will see the criminal intent. You will see the blocking of poll watchers. You will see the media trying to take down a duly elected president. You will see other politicians trying to take down the people's president. This is going to be really just horrendous audio, and I'm sorry, but just try to listen and pay attention.
This is really a sting operation. Contrary to what everybody else said, Trump knew this was happening. Eric knew this was happening and warned the public. I knew this was happening. However, I could not say anything about it. What happened was we marked, watermarked every ballot with what's called the QFS blockchain encryption code. In other words, we know pretty well where every ballot is, where it went, and who has it. So this is not a stolen election. On the contrary, we reversed the entire game of war along the lines of Sun Tzu, The Art of War. And Trump was brilliant and still is brilliant at it. The reason he hasn't been seen, and Alex correctly said, oh, I haven't seen him in several days. Well, in the art of the war, you pull back, allow your enemy to make all the mistakes that they are making, manipulate the situation, expose them, and then come in for the final killing. And that's what's happening now. None of this was unexpected. All of this was expected. All of this is part of the sting operation we're running.
The greatest battle in the history of humanity is happening.
So this really is taken care of. Now, the gentleman who was speaking is a very reputable, once again, just like Lieutenant Bobulinski. Please look his name up yourself. He is an intelligence expert. He's a doctor, actually. He's a psychologist. His name is Steve, and I'm going to butcher this, Pizenik. Okay, let me spell it for you. Steve, P-I-E-C-Z-N, sorry, let me start over. I get ahead of myself. P-I-E-C-Z-E-N-I-K. All right. You have to, this isn't something that has gone on since 2016. This hasn't been going on since Obama, since Bush, since Clinton. It's been going on way before that. We didn't really lose the 2018 election with the House because you had to see for yourself what Democrats were willing to do. The impeachment, the Mueller report, on and on and on, the wasteful spending of your money, on and on and on, the trying to take down of a duly elected president. You had to see it for yourself. And to drain a swamp, you have to go deep. We're not done. I love this gentleman, so I'm going to stop talking. And I'm going to hand the phones over to Ken Gray, who is joining us right now, wants to talk about the election. Ken, thank you so much for calling in, and congratulations on, there's one vote that I wholeheartedly believe is 100% accurate, being reelected to the Lyon County Board of Commissioners. How you doing? How you feeling, Ken?
I am good. How are you doing, Monica?
I'm doing good. I'm high spirits because I know what's going on behind the scenes, and I am trusting the process, and I am trusting in our president that he's going to take down the Governor Sisolak's and the Governor Whitmer's and all of those criminals out there.
Yeah, and the place we need to start is right here in Nevada, and they've done that. I mean, they've now filed a criminal complaint with Attorney General Barr. They've already found, I think it was 3,062 instances of fraudulent voters. A big portion of those have moved out of state and still sent in their ballots and illegally voted in our state. But, you know, I think we are very confident when the ballots are all counted here in Nevada and everything is finalized, you know, the president will win Nevada, we're predicting, by 5,500 votes. So that's where the fight is legally. And if I could ask the listeners to do a couple things. One, it does take money to fight these legal battles. There's no, this isn't a freebie. So if they could go to DonaldJTrump.com and, click on the donate button to the legal campaign, that would be fantastic. The other thing they could do here at home is, I personally, and I'm putting this out personally, this is my own view. This has nothing to do with the party or the president's campaign. But I'm really disappointed with the way our Secretary of State has handled this since the primary election. And I think we need to put her on notice, called her office expressing your feelings and, the problems with this election. She needs to take due note of them. And then finally, another thing we're doing here in Nevada is a big portion of legally cast votes have been rejected here in Nevada for signature mismatches and stuff. And as you know, that's not happening in Clark County, but it's happening in the rest of Nevada, which just happens to be the conservative part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, the fight is not over by a long shot, folks. And we will put our president into his next term. And it will be legal and it'll be the right outcome.
And we will make sure that it never happens again.
Absolutely. I mean, we're a laughingstock right now. I mean, here we are. We're supposed to be the beacon of democracy and free elections, and we've got people trying to muck it up and just make us look like a laughingstock. I mean, I've been to Iraq. I've seen people that have, had the purple thumbs, and it breaks my heart. I mean, I don't care. I would love to see everybody in this state vote legally, that's legally entitled to. That's what I gave 26 years of my life for. And that's why my kids put on the uniform. That is one of our core foundations of freedom in this country. But what's going now is making a mockery of us.
Yeah. And it's hard to watch, but we will We will overcome this, and we'll stay positive.
We will.
Ken, thank you so much.
I have every confidence.
You get to work on Lyon County, and that's what we have to do. Each of us take responsibility for our own county and make sure that everything is, because even some of the smaller county votes, I look at the separation between Republican and Democrat, and I'm like, no, that county is totally red. Where are these, 50-50 votes coming down? It's not right. So,
yeah,
Ken Gray.
Even in my own county, we had a problem election morning. And I tried to get it in court to keep our polls open longer because Republicans vote on election day. But our polls wound up opening late because they forgot to send the cards in for the machines. I mean, something as critical as that was forgotten.
Yeah. Oops.
So anyway, love you, Monica. And thank you for all you do for our state, our counties, and our country.
Thank you so much, Ken. And thank you for what you and your entire family does for this country, because Ken's daughter, she's going to surpass him in the military service, let me tell you. Ken?
Yeah, both of them probably will. So thanks, Monica.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Mark Gardner, get back on that phone and call back. 884-9910. I saw Mark Gardner was calling and got disconnected. So, Mark, get back on the line. Appreciate it. 884-9910. What are your thoughts today? I mean, we're still rolling through. I just want you to know that there is a bigger picture, and we're a part of that portrait. We'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3. And a woohoo to you too. We got to keep that woohoo. Keep that positive attitude, especially going into the weekend and all of the fun things that are going on. And I cannot think of anything more fun than winning a gun. Checking in with us right now is Mark Gardner. Mark, thank you so much for calling in. And what's going on with the NRA dinner in Douglas County tonight? That, by the way, the only NRA dinner in Nevada this year. So hopefully it's maxed out.
Yep. We're calling it a second Carson Valley Friends of the NRA Second Amendment Freedom Rally.
Love it.
So,
love it.
I hope you understand the nuance.
Yes. I'll bring my sign.
It is the only event. You're right. You're correct. It is the only NRA event in the state of Nevada this year. And we're so looking forward to putting it on. That is tomorrow night. We're going to open our doors because of the change in time. We forgot about that. So we're actually going to open our doors at 4:00 in the afternoon. And we're going to start our event right around 5:30, and should have a lot of fun. And we're going to have probably upwards of 70 guns available to win in some manner, form, or another.
Raffles, live auctions and games and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yep. The whole gamut. Yep.
Do you have any tickets left?
Looking forward to having you there as a guest.
Do you have any tickets left?
I have a few tickets left, yes.
But no tickets at the door tomorrow?
No tickets at the door. No tickets will be sold at the door. They must call me. That's Mark Gardner, 775-309-3975. So once again, 775-309-3975. The name is Mark Gardner. And as I'm sure you're probably well aware, I've been successful in getting elected by my constituents as a Douglas County Commissioner for the next
four
years.
I have to call you Commissioner Gardner now, like that Commissioner Engels guy?
Just call me Mark, okay, Monica?
Just call you Mark, okay. Good, because I don't call him Commissioner Engels either. I have special names for him.
I do. I respect my elders. I do.
Oh, we are going to have such a blast tomorrow night. Oh, no pun intended.
We are. Yep. So, yep.
Okay, what is that? Yep. What is that number one more time?
Okay, okay. Once again, it's 775-309-3975. 775-309-3975, Mark Gardner.
How much are the tickets?
The minimum amount is $60.
Okay. And trust me, you can spend a whole lot more than that with playing the games and everything. Oh. So, Mark,
yes,
I'll see you.
Or your credit cards or your cash.
And it all goes for a great cause.
Bitcoin, whatever you have.
Mark, I'll see you tomorrow night. Congratulations. And
thank you so much.
Patience and getting onto the show. It always seems like there's gremlins.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Gremlins in the machine when, you know, you're trying to get people on the air. So we'll be back after this Fox News update and some business news because, got to watch that Wall Street. Biden, possibly the president, and it drops?